Good afternoon, Tucson. I'm Ray Allen, filling in here for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster on The Buckmaster Show. If you'd like to learn more about The Buckmaster Show, visit the website buckmastershow.com. You can always listen to a podcast there. Check out yesterday's show with Jim Kelly or today's show once it's posted later on this afternoon. A lot of options for you if you go to buckmastershow.com. Well, we have an exciting show for you today. Going to learn more later on about DM50 and what's happening there. We'll also talk to the Arizona Film Office about what they're doing in the state to potentially bring movies back to Tucson. But we want to start out first with an interview with Juan Ciscomani. He's the Senior Advisor for Regional and International Affairs for Governor Doug Ducey. Juan, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. A lot of stuff in the news these days. Arizona's actually in the news. And kind of the dominating thing in the cycle is a hurricane over in Texas, Hurricane Harvey. And a lot of stuff happening on the state level. Can you kind of tell us what's happening as far as how the governor's office is responding to help out Texas?
Sure, yeah. As you pointed out, this is really devastating and unbelievable. The governor and many of us have said many, you know, throughout this whole process that our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Houston and Texas. And Governor Ducey has been talking and in conversations with Governor Abbott and has he's offered his full support and any assistance that is needed. And of course, the immediate need is keeping people safe. So our National Guard has sent over 4 helicopters to assist with the rescue operations. Phoenix Fire, I know, has activated an urban rescue team to really work with the Houston one. And our entire agencies are in contact with emergency officials in Texas and will continue to be. There'll be a tremendous need for emergency supplies and provisions, obviously. And the governor has been encouraging anyone that can help and donate to the American Red Cross to do so. There are a lot of citizen initiatives being launched and supported as well. So we just encourage everyone to, you know, keep paying attention to the issue. But in terms of the state, we've been heavily involved in communicating with Governor Abbott to offer them our full support.
That's great. Yeah, and of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention some of the people down here that are helping out. You know, if WorldCare, which is based in Tucson, and they're doing a lot to collect items for those who are in need. And we have a lot of other agencies, like you said, the Red Cross, working to help out all the people that have been displaced by the hurricane.
That's right. That's right. And it takes everyone. It takes, obviously, government to offer that support, and private sector has stepped up, a lot of food being donated, and also just people raising awareness and sending whatever they can to help the families down there. I mean, we feel for them. We see those of us with kids, you see the kids displaced, and you see all that. It's pretty, you know, pretty saddening.
Yeah, and one of the things that kind of popped up earlier was some of the immigrants that are stuck here in Tucson that are trying to make their way across Texas, but they can't do it because of the flooding from the Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, it's definitely affected, like you mentioned, just, you know, issues and people all across.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. So I want to move away from that. I just want to hit that real quick. But we want to talk about kind of you've been traveling with the governor all over the state. You've had lots of different trips to eastern Arizona, southern Arizona. Can you give us an idea of what you've been doing, recap what you've seen with the governor, who you've talked to, and all the topics you've been addressing?
Yeah, great. It's been very exciting. He's been in southern Arizona in 3 different counties in the past 10 days or so. He started out his back-to-school tour here in Tucson, so he was here last week, and that's when he kicked it off on Monday. Had a really exciting visit, kicked the whole thing off, and then he went back to Phoenix. And this week we were in Safford in Graham County, and then jumped over to Clifton at Greenlee County. And really, each visit is so different, and it all depends on the community, and it all depends on what the interest is. He spends obviously a lot more time in Tucson than other places in southern Arizona, but this trip to Safford and Clifton were very significant as well. It included school visits and also meeting with just local stakeholders and leaders. Obviously, the big thing in that region is the mine, Morenci Mine, and how Freeport has been an absolute champion in terms of being a corporate corporate leader and friend of the community, and I'm very pleased with what we saw. So that was this week, and we've got a few more coming up before the end of the year. Obviously, we're going to be visiting the four border counties again: Pima County, and then Yuma, Cochise, and Santa Cruz here in the next couple of months. Just again, the governor keeping his his finger on the pulse of Southern Arizona, always knowing what's going on and offering the support that we need by promoting it. You know, one of the things that he always says: as long as companies come to Arizona, I don't really care where they go, as long as they come to our state. But he's really good at being aware of what each area in the state offers, so that when companies are asking for a particular thing that one area of the state is stronger in, he's able to push that. So yeah. In his mind, it's very necessary to hear the people, the boots on the ground, basically, hear from our Nogales friends, and what do you need, what do you, mm-hmm. What does a area have to offer. Same with Douglas and Yuma and San Luis and the border, and even Safford, Clifton, Tucson, of course. That's part of the strategy. It's not a coincidence. It's very intentional that he keeps coming back.
Yeah, it's not just a Phoenix only kind of thing.
No, we can't. We can't do that. We can't survive as a state with just one key city. Obviously, Phoenix is the number five largest city in the nation. Maricopa County is the fastest growing county in the country. So, mm-hmm. We've got a lot of good things as a state going on, and Phoenix, Maricopa County, they're doing things the right way. But we've got a lot of strong competitive advantages here. Geography with closeness to Mexico. We've got an amazing university. We have the base here. We've got a lot of things that also set us apart, and we have to capitalize on
that. Yeah, exactly. Now, if you live in Tucson, and you live here, right? And I do too, and we've noticed that the governor definitely has an affection for Southern Arizona and for Tucson in particular. I want to talk about some of the things that are in the news. You're talking about the base, you're talking about a lot of the things that Tucson has to offer. Raytheon is obviously in the news. They've been approved for this $615 million contract for fiscal 2017, and so it's going to be a lot of money coming into the Tucson area and potentially more work. What do you know about that?
Well, I know that it's very exciting for us. The state and the Arizona Commerce Authority has been involved in all these expansions, and they're very competitive. And honestly, they're also very the process isn't disclosed from the early point of the discussion, because it's a competitive process where you've got states kind of putting their best bid forward, and sometimes a company wants to have that confidentiality as they're looking at different sites. Yeah. And we tend to find out about things once they materialize like this, but this has been in the works for a long time. So the fact that Raytheon is expanding and increasing by 2,000 jobs and could spend up to $400 million in new construction, that's great news for us.
It creates an atmosphere for Raytheon to really to grow, and for Raytheon and for companies that need these contracts to really be accepted, I guess, if they know that Raytheon's growing.
That's right, and it also creates that momentum for our community. When you start looking at what's going on downtown, including Caterpillar, and mm-hmm. you have the Raytheon expansion, you have businesses growing, that the hotel just opening up down there in downtown, and also a couple more being added in the near future. So you've got this kind of movement and momentum and trust from the community back into what we can do. And we've always known that we can do, but with the right leadership, we're being able to get there.
Yeah, so what you're saying is it's kind of synergistic,
Absolutely. Because success breeds success. And,
exactly.
and when one thing starts happening, we add on, and then that attracts another company. And a lot of times these companies that are being attracted here, they know each other, so they call each other and say, hey, how's, we see what's on the news, but how is Arizona really, really treating you now that you've moved in? I mean, is the honeymoon period over?
Yeah.
And their companies can absolutely say it's still, great. I mean, you talk to Caterpillar now, and they're even more excited than they were. Yeah. Because they're growing faster than they thought they were going to grow. They're actually outgrowing their building now. They're having to acquire a new space because they're moving in faster than they thought and hiring more people locally quicker than they thought as well.
Wow. Well, I know earlier this month you were at an event with the junior executives who graduated from the Mining 360 executive program. Tell me about that event. Tell me about what's happening with the junior executives that are going to be coming out of the U of A in the future.
Yeah, I mean, as a U of A alumni, I was so proud of how the U of A stepped up and created that program. Caterpillar posed that challenge of saying, can you create a curriculum for us, a program that can help us, you know, train our rising stars, basically, from Caterpillar. The U of A stepped up. I mean, it was a very exciting event. President Robbins was there and many of the leadership. The new vice president of this whole section of Caterpillar came down as well. And yeah, we shared a moment with the graduates that actually were from all over the world. Now, this group of graduates in this case were, I think they visited Arizona four times, but there is mainly online. But they put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
Now that they're in these positions, they have upper mobility. But it's interesting how Caterpillar brought them to the mines that they work here in Arizona a couple of times. And you had people from Brazil, you know, obviously Mexico, but some European countries as well. It was a remarkable event.
So it's really, it's exciting, honestly. I'm excited, and I'm excited to have more people with large incomes. It's good for the Tucson area to have people that actually make money, you know, living here.
Well, absolutely. And we want, any job is a good job. And we focus on the jobs that pay well, and we focus on the, when Comcast came in and they're, you know, they're hiring veterans and they're hiring bilingual individuals. Those are great jobs. I mean, we love them all. And that's why this is so exciting, because Tucson is that place that we can get them both.
We are talking to Juan Ciscomani. He is the Senior Advisor for Regional and International Affairs for Governor Doug Ducey. Juan, hang on the line there real quick. We'll take a break, but when we get back, I want to talk to you about NAFTA and what's happening there. But before we go to the break, I want to hear from the Buckmaster Show sponsor, as this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, like exploring historic downtown Silver City or visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of the many things to do and the great places to stay, even a lot of stuff to see over in Silver City, visit southwestnewmexico.org. That's southwestnewmexico.org. Be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. And improved mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster, the Buckmaster Show, featuring Arizona newsmakers and more than two dozen Buckmaster Show contributors. Everything from foreign affairs to the arts is on the table and open for discussion and your calls from one end of Southern Arizona to the other. Always on BuckmasterShow.com for all of our podcasts. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI.
And welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Again, we are joined by Juan Ciscomani. Juan is the Senior Advisor for Regional and International Affairs to Governor Doug Ducey. Juan, we really appreciate you sticking in there. Now, I want to switch a little bit and talk about border issues and NAFTA. It's in the news. President Trump's in the process of attempting to renegotiate NAFTA. I know that I looked over some of what you've been doing. Last month, you were in Tubac addressing NAFTA with the Nogales Chamber. You were with Representative Martha McSally talking to the Tucson Chamber about NAFTA and other things. Tell me kind of the overarching theme of these events that you've been at with regard to NAFTA.
Well, what I've noticed is that there is wide support to continue NAFTA, and that's to no surprise of anyone. Really for us, Mexico obviously is our largest trading partner, times four. I mean, the next one is four times smaller than our trade with Mexico. Yeah. We export more than what we import, about $1 billion more. So we have a winning equation here in terms of that trade and that NAFTA relationship with Mexico specifically. So the governor is a big proponent of free and fair trade, and it's not just in Arizona. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but about 33 other states can count as Mexico as either the number one or number two trading partner for them, for their state. So this is not just a border issue, and that's how we tend to sometimes just think of, oh, well, Mexico is a border state issue, or NAFTA is a border trade issue, border trade issue. But actually, that's not the case. Now, NAFTA, of course, was drafted more than 25 years ago. When you look at that, the internet was barely getting off the ground. Mm-hmm. So obviously, there is need to take a look at it again and go back to the negotiating table. Now, also, Mexico has gone through some reform in energy and their judicial system. A lot of things have changed that really merit us taking a look at NAFTA again, and I don't think anybody's opposing that. We just got to make sure that we're looking at it, understanding what the benefits are, and can some things be changed? Absolutely. Should they be changed? Yes. And that's what we have to trust the negotiators that they're working on. But in terms of Arizona, we're supportive of continuing this trait that has been very beneficial for us.
Now, President Trump was in Arizona last week. He and the governor had spoke to each other. And what I want to know is there been any communication directly between Governor Ducey and the president with regard to the issue of the NAFTA negotiations? Maybe Governor Ducey putting a word in his ear about what he would like to see in that.
You know, I wish I knew exactly what the conversation was between them at the tarmac, but I can't tell you that. What I can tell you, though, is that we have a strong relationship with the White House. The governor and Vice President Pence are good friends from before the governor was governor, and they've had a good relationship. We think that has really helped us have a seat at the table by having that open line of communication. So we tend to use those resources and those lines of communications to get our point across to the White House, as opposed to social media or other ways that sometimes just inflame more
controversy and issues.
And controversy, exactly. So we take advantage of that, Ray. We make sure that we're being cooperative and that we get our point across. And when it comes to border issues, of course, you have the four border states and trade, which goes beyond just the border states. But Governor Ducey has been recognized as the governor that has been able to strengthen the relationship with Mexico at a very difficult time for the relationship, especially from where Arizona came from. So we've gone a long way. We've really turned the page and plus more. So I can tell you, I was with him in Rhode Island at this recent National Governors Association meeting in the summer.
Yeah.
And no question that they really respect him as a governor that knows how to keep and maintain and strengthen a positive relationship with our friends in Mexico.
That's good, yeah. And you know, obviously, as the president is talking about some of these issues with regard to NAFTA, DACA, and the border wall, all these kind of are looming over the conversation when it comes to Mexico. And it kind of does, you mentioned uncertainty, it does create a certain atmosphere of uncertainty with our relationship. Do you know if there's been any economic impact for Arizona with regard to that?
Well, what I can tell you is that we see the trade going up. I just saw some numbers of last quarter and this quarter, and trade is getting better. Now, and that's the exporting and of course, the tourism coming in. Now, one thing we have to keep in mind when we see some of these numbers, because when you compare 2017 numbers, like so this quarter with last year's quarter, there's been a decrease on that investment. But you can't just look at those issues, the social issues that are going on to cause that. They're very linked to the financial situation in Mexico. When you have the peso dropping in value, that obviously impacts how much they shop and how often they come up and how much they do spend when they're here.
Yeah.
So there are different elements that's impacting that, which again, it's why it's so important when you build and you support efforts like NAFTA that ultimately benefit the middle class is key, is Mexico kind of strengthens that sector of their population that ultimately benefits us as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Breaking on that topic just a bit and real quick hitting on one more thing. I know last week you were, was it last week that you, or no, it was over the weekend actually, that you helped PPAP, a Portable Practical Educational Preparation Program, celebrate their 50th anniversary. Talk to me about some of the great things they've been doing in Tucson.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been around for 50 years, and what's really impressive about that is that you have Dr. Arnold, who started leading it, gosh, maybe when he was 5 years old or something, because the guy looks amazing, and he's been through so much, and he's been really a champion for economic development, and that is really what it comes down to, you know, people's lives and their ability to pursue happiness and just a better life here in the United States, regardless of you know, if where you come from necessarily, as long as you know you're here and you're abiding by the rules, and that's what he's been really supporting, a big champion for international issues as well. It was a packed house, right? I read somewhere that it was maybe 700 to 800 people. I wouldn't be surprised if there were more people there. But
wow.
I was sitting at the mayor's table with the Mexican consul as well. Sheriff Napier was in my table, and my favorite guest at that table was my wife, Laura. I got to hang out with her. Although I'll tell you, I tried to pitch this as a date, and she was not buying it. She said, if we're wearing a name tag, it's not a date. that didn't work out, but it was a very fun event, and just happy to share it with them. A lot of support from all over the community. I go to a lot of these events,
yeah.
And I can tell you that was one of the events where you saw the most diverse group in the audience. You had moms with babies there. You had VIPs of, you know, government positions. You had business leaders. And you had just your neighbors and friends. It was an awesome event. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool. And that's a good note to finish on. Juan Ciscomani, who's the Senior Advisor for Regional and International Affairs for Governor Doug Ducey. I really appreciate you coming on the show today, Juan. And we look forward to hearing more good news for Arizona's economy.
Thanks a lot, Ray. I'll talk to you soon.
We're going to hit another break here on the Buckmaster Show, but again, we do want to thank the Buckmaster Show sponsors, as this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Green Things, which is located at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Randy Fenton Park. Want to check out Green Things on 13 acres for all of your gardening and green things. For more, you can visit greenthingsaz.com. That's greenthingsaz.com. Be right back after this on the Buckmaster Show.
Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
The Arizona Wildcats kick off the 2017 football season this Saturday, September 2nd, with Fan Appreciation Night and an exclusive bobblehead giveaway of NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski. Go to ArizonaWildcats.com/FB to buy your tickets and learn more about bringing home your own Gronk bobblehead, or call 621-CATS. Single game tickets start at just $12. Come out and support our Wildcats and bear down.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hey And it's 12:33 on the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster. And right now we're going to welcome Dean Kotlow to the show. Dean Kotlow is with the DM50, and he's going to tell us all about some events they have coming up and a little bit about DM50. Dean, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what DM50 does here in Tucson.
Well, the DM50 is a nonprofit volunteer service organization with no formal ties to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, but since its inception, it has been instrumental in providing approximately $1.5 million in funding for dozens of initiatives that improve the quality of life for the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base airmen. It also functions as an advocate for the base and bridges relationships among the Air Force, educational, commercial, political, social leadership of Greater Tucson at the Pentagon, as well as Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C.
Wow, so it spans from here all the way to the other side of the country.
Yes, it does.
Well, that's exciting and very cool. I want to start out a little bit because it ties in to where we're going to go in the middle of the discussion, but you have an event coming up here at the U of A where you're going to be bringing a lot of the people that work at the base, and is it some of the airmen and women as well, to the football game where they're playing Houston.
Right. One of our major events every year is we invite about 2,500 airmen and their families. We give them a ticket, a beautiful hat.
All right.
We feed them, and of course we have a few adult beverages to go along with all that, and they get a ticket to the game, and it's the U of A reserves a very large spot for us, and it's all secured off, so they have it's their event, and it's so well received by the airmen, it's quite incredible.
Yeah. Now you were telling me that all of the funding for this event comes from the funding that you do with the salute. So tell us about the salute that's coming up here soon. It's October 5th, correct?
That is correct. October 5th at Pima Air and Space Museum, and it's from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. It is the only organized fundraiser for DM50. Our primary mission is to advocate for the base, support the DM airmen through these variety of events, and to educate the community on the importance of DM to Southern Arizona's economy. We all have to keep in mind a couple things. Davis-Monthan Air Force Base has been here for 90 years.
Wow.
This year.
That's a long time.
Their economic impact to our community is $1.5 billion.
Yeah, let's camp there for just a sec. I want to go over some more of these numbers that the base has to contribute, $1.5 billion, and then employment. Talk about how many people it employs.
Well, it's about 12,000 people on.
Wow.
They're the third largest employer in Southern Arizona.
Yeah.
Their impact impacts every aspect of Tucson.
Yeah.
From they buy gas, food, lodging. It stretches all the way into every part of Tucson.
And so DM50 really seeks to promote that.
Yeah, we want to support every single mission Davis-Monthan Air Force Base wants. And we especially want to support any flying mission from the A-10s Rescue Squad. And I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but the 12th Air Force is headquartered at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base.
Wow.
The 12th Air Force takes care of everything in the Southern Hemisphere.
Wow.
Everything.
A lot of responsibility there.
Yes.
So tell me again a little bit more about the salute that you have coming up. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening, I assume. Some entertainment, some fun. So let's go in that direction. Tell me what's going to be going on.
What's interesting about the salute, it's going to be a celebration of 90 years of Davis-Monthan being here, but more importantly, we're going to have some entertainment there. We've got the Manhattan Dolls coming.
Oh, okay. Now, what are they?
And they are just an incredible singing group.
Okay.
And we've got Robert Shaw. And you know, when you produce a show at that caliber, at that level,
yeah,
it's a certain level of sophistication you have to reach with staging, video, sound. Because we're converting Pima Air and Space Museum into an entertainment auditorium.
Yeah.
In between all the planes. Plus, we have some incredible food that they serve, and of course we have a few adult beverages that we serve too.
Okay.
And we're going to also, more exciting, we're going to have tours of Pima Air and Space Museum. We have buses leaving every 15, 20 minutes so you can get a tour of the Pima Air and Space Museum, which there are so many new things out there. It's incredible.
Yeah. Now, you're also going to be honoring World War II veterans. Tell me a little bit about that.
Last year at the salute, we honored two World War II veterans. And I have to tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. These guys stood up. And we got to know who they were.
Yeah.
And it was overwhelming to the audience. It was pretty terrific. Yeah.
And of particular importance because more and more of our World War II veterans are leaving us.
Yes. And so. One of them was, he actually flew the plane that was in one of the hangars.
Wow.
And he was quite a pilot for many, many years, flew Korea. And he's 93 years old. He spoke, he stood up the whole time and spoke about his missions and things like that. And a reporter was there and asked him a question about how old he was. He says, let me put it this way. I don't buy any green bananas.
Wow.
He says, you know, he's an incredible individual.
That's
an incredible
awesome.
Accomplishment. So.
Very cool. Very cool. Now let's talk about the event for people that want to join in and go. What is the cost? What does it take? What time does it start? What time does it end?
Okay, it starts at 4 o'clock at the Pima Air and Space Museum.
Okay,
tickets are $65. You can buy them at dm50.org.
Okay,
and we have sponsorships available. What surprised me is the amount of support the community pours out for an event like this.
Yeah.
Last year we had about 1,000 people through the front door.
Wow.
It was a surprisingly positive turnout, and it was we expect about the same this year. We have sponsors, several different big sponsors. New Car Dealers Association stepped up for a major sponsorship.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. Now you are looking for more sponsors, though.
Whoa, yes, we're always looking
always,
for money.
Always open to getting more sponsors.
Well, everybody has to know that what we spend that money on, we spend it for the airmen.
Yeah.
For these events, we also put on a picnic, and 3,000 to 4,000 of the airmen show up, and a car show.
Wow.
And it's a very big event for them. Last year we had 9 jumping castles, and any airman that shows up with family and young kids, if they don't have car seats for the kids, we give them away.
Wow.
Free car seats.
So a Hundreds. Lot of helping out the community at the base. That's exactly what your mission is.
Well, you know, they do an awful lot. They sacrifice an awful lot for us.
For us, exactly.
You know,
and
so.
that's kind of the gist. You know, they're doing a whole lot to be out there serving our country, so why not serve them?
Yes.
Exactly. So, again, let's recap real quick. You have the event at the tailgate with the U of A at the Houston game that's coming up soon. Yeah. And then we also have the salute that's coming up.
October 5th, Thursday.
And you want to get out there. The ticket sales, they go to supporting the same organization.
Yes.
So it's all moving in that direction. So that'll be perfect for anyone that wants to go out there and support, really, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, support World War II veterans, and support DM50 as well.
And support the community. I mean, that's really what it's all about. It's all about a community effort to support.
And come together and meet your fellow Tucsonans and all that stuff.
Yes.
So, all right, Dean Kotlow, you're with the DM50. Really appreciate you coming on the show today. It's going to be a fun event. It's exciting to see that all this is happening, and I look forward to hearing more about it as we get closer.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And we'll be right back here on the Buckmaster Show. Going to be talking about film in Arizona. We'll be talking with Matthew Earl Jones, director of the Arizona Office of Film and Digital Media. It's the Buckmaster Show, 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Good afternoon, Tucson, at 1246. Ray Allen here filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster on the Buckmaster program. And we'll have another exciting interview here for you on the show today. We're going to be talking now to Matthew Earl Jones. He is the director of the Arizona Office and Film and Digital Media here in Tucson. Matthew has worked on both sides of the camera in film, television, and commercials, as well as the music industry. Born and raised in New Canaan, Connecticut, Matthew graduated from Dartmouth College and had spent his first few years in the industry in advertising, and then was in New York and a whole bunch of other places. Matthew, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being on today.
My pleasure, Ray. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. We're excited about film in Tucson. I kind of want to start out because I've lived in Arizona my whole life. We all love Arizona, and you started with the organization in December. Is that correct?
That's correct. December 1st of 2016.
Exactly. So, what brought you to Arizona? That's always a really cool question to figure out.
Well, I moved here 15 years ago after being a commercial producer in L.A. because I fell in love with Arizona. Someone gave me a vacation to Sedona, and then I kind of traveled around the state a little bit, and I was like, this is a great place to be. And I also thought that this market or this state should be the number one shooting destination for the country. And so I moved here 15 years ago, and I'm very humbled and grateful that I now have an opportunity to be part of making that happen.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Now, the film office was closed back in 2010, and then it reopened late last year, and that was all in part due to the help from private help. Bob Parsons, founder of and former CEO of GoDaddy, who's from Scottsdale, aided in that. So can you talk to us about how important it is to get private investment in on the film office?
Well, I think that's crucial. First of all, the film office is part of the Arizona Commerce Authority, which is a public-private sector organization similar to what would normally be the Department of Commerce. So part of its mandate is to find strategic partners within the business community. And one of the things that the film office is doing is it's reaching out to the private sector, not only through the generous support of Mr. Parsons, but a couple of our initiatives to kind of take the place of a tax credit are private sector based. So we're really trying to get that message out that this is an industry, and it's an industry that generates a lot of positive economic growth for the state.
Of course. Now let's talk about that message, because there are other places in the United States that offer tax breaks for bringing the industry to that state. Arizona is not necessarily one of those, but one of your goals is to show that there are incentives to come to Arizona. So let's talk about some of those incentives, if you could, for me.
Well, a couple of ones that are already in place is pretty soon after I was hired, I had the opportunity to meet with the head of ADOT and also to the head of the Parks Department, and both of them volunteered to make shooting on the state roads and shooting in state parks and trails permit, you know, fee-free permit. So you still need a permit,
yeah,
but there is no fee to shoot in any of on any of our state roads or in any of our state parks and trails. And as you know, some of the most beautiful land in the state of Arizona is part of the Parks Department.
Of course.
And for shooting car commercials, you're often on a state road. So the fact that you will be able to use these wonderful assets now for free, I think, is a huge bonus. And these programs benefit everyone. It's not just geared to bringing Paramount Studios here. So we want to stress that these are not only for outside production, but these are also for local filmmakers, film students. You're working on a short film, you're doing a project here. We want to not only attract business from the outside, but we want to grow our own from within.
That's incredible. Now, I also want to talk about some of the appealing aspects of Arizona. One of them is location, proximity to California. I mean, not a far drive to Hollywood.
Not a far drive, and I think that's you've hit on two of the, you know, our God-given, natural-born assets that we have here. I mean, obviously, California is a media hub for the planet. So the fact that we are closer, we are the, you know, closer in some ways than San Francisco to Los Angeles is a huge thing. And Tucson has already enjoyed a rich history with working with Hollywood, with all those projects were done in old Tucson studios and in the whole southern Arizona region. You know, while I represent the entire state, I tend to defer to the facts, and I think if you look at the history of movies and television shows that were produced in the state of Arizona, the lion's share was produced in the Tucson area and southern Arizona.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is because of the relationship with old Tucson studios and Hollywood. And this is why I think it's really important, as the state is repositioning ourselves, as you pointed out in the opening, we've been closed for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really important that Tucson is kind of helping to lead this parade back to where we need to be.
Yeah. Now, you had hit on the rich history, but I also want to talk about something that you addressed a little bit earlier, but we have a lot of biodiversity, and we have another thing that's really appealing to shooting films, which is sunshine. All of those things aid in bringing Hollywood to Arizona.
Well, and in our on the state website, which if I can give a little plug.
Go ahead. Plug away.
GoFilmAZ.com. In our opening video, I purposely picked locations that you would not assume or you would not normally associate with Arizona. Snow-capped mountains, lakes, rivers, a lot of greenery, as well as the desert landscape that we're known for. In fact, I've branded Arizona as America's backlot as a way to showcase our diversity of topography across this state. So I think our closeness to California, you know, if you're bringing something via truck, we're a day closer than New Mexico.
Yeah.
And so when you think of the rental on that equipment you're bringing, the truck, the driver, the gas, the mileage, hotels, per diem, right there, you're saving thousands of dollars on just that item that you're bringing. So in addition to a wonderful infrastructure of crew and talent and equipment we have here, we are the most cost-effective place to bring anything from Los Angeles. Plus, we have everything from desert to mountains to lakes to rivers. I mean, we have the most diverse topography of any state in the union.
Yeah, and you know, that's what's kind of cool, especially I live here in Tucson. I lived here my whole life. And, you know, one minute you can be in the desert where there's cactus. The next minute you can be in the plains or the grasslands. Yep. And then an hour later you can be in the forest. I mean,
exactly. Well, Tucson, as you pointed out, you can cover within an hour or two drive in the Metro Phoenix and Metro Tucson area, you can cover so many different topographies that can double for so many different states and different countries.
Yeah, it's exciting. And so kind of elaborate a little bit more on some of the goals that you have going forward for the film office here in Arizona.
Well, obviously, the main goal that everybody points to is to bring more projects here to Arizona. And to that end, first of all, just being open, just there being some place where people can call. Now, Tucson is blessed with a wonderful film office headed up by an amazing film commissioner that actually, when I was a producer in L.A., helped me find locations. So I go way back with Shelley. But other parts of the state fall to our jurisdiction, mm-hmm. to the state's jurisdiction. So the fact that we are now back, the fact that we are advertising, the fact that we're now going to trade shows, I think the increase of calls that comes through this office is skyrocketing. And I think also with the promotion we've gotten from, you know, getting funded for another year, and people see we're not a six-month test, but we're here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are coming out of the woodwork to support us. So the first goal is to bring more production here.
Yeah.
Another goal the office has, which is why when we create programs, we make sure it benefits local filmmakers as well as out of state, is I would really like to see more. You know, instead of just importing jobs from out of state, we are exporting content. There's a lot of wonderful creatives here in the state of Arizona, and I'm hoping that the state can put together some programs that will make it easier for them to keep doing good work in the state of Arizona and export their content.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, you've got two universities with people learning how to create film and stuff. I mean, there's so many options and there's so much potential, I guess.
Yes. And that's another thing we want to engage, and we are engaging the universities and even the community colleges, those film schools, mm-hmm. because as long as our young people feel that they can learn their craft here in Arizona, but they have to leave Arizona to practice that craft, we will be at a disadvantage. We need to stop that brain drain and keep our young people here, so the state is looking at, you know, ways that our incentive programs will benefit even student filmmakers. We want to keep our brightest young minds here so that we don't constantly lose people to other states.
That makes absolute and perfect sense. I mean, it's always been kind of an issue here, you know, in Tucson in particular, where we have young people that go to U of A and then, you know, they're gone because they have to go somewhere else for the job, and that's sad.
Well, we are hoping to change that, and I'm happy to see, you know, with a state film office, with the great local film offices, of which, you know, Tucson is certainly blessed
yeah.
to have one of the best. I think that as the word gets out and we're more engaging and reaching out to the universities, that we can turn this around in a short period of time.
Well, it sure is a good message to get out there, and it sure is a pleasure to have you here working on it and doing the work for us. We really, really appreciate you being here, and we really appreciate you coming on the show today to tell us about what's happening in the film office. Film Commissioner Matthew Earl Jones, thank you.
Thank you, Ray. It's my pleasure. Anytime.
Oh, yeah. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
And this has been the Buckmaster Show. I'm Ray Allen, filling in for the vacationing Bill Buckmaster, who will be back next week on the show. If you have any desire to listen to the podcast of today's show or any previous shows, go to buckmastershow.com. And if you'd like to figure out anything about the program, who helps out with the show, with his contributors, buckmastershow.com. It's all there. And another show tomorrow, so be sure to stay tuned here to AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice, again, Ray Allen, filling in for Bill Buckmaster. Have a good day.